We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. We are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Hashofech Mayim B'Rishus HaRabim. Someone pours water into Rishus HaRabim. V'huzak Bahem. And someone hurts himself on that water. V'huzak Bahem Acher. Someone else got hurt. Chayiv B'Nizkai. The person who spilled the water is Chayiv in the Nezek. And the Gemara will elaborate on that. The next halach in the Mishnah, Hametznias Akoitz Vesaschuches, someone hides a thorn or a piece of glass in the Rishus HaRabim, or Ba'agoides Gidra Bekoitzim, he makes a fence around his own property near the Rishus HaRabim with thorns. In other cases, Vegeda Shinofel Rishus HaRabim, a fence fell down Rishus HaRabim, and he didn't clear it up. Vahusku Behen Acherim, someone got damaged by any of those three things, either the Koitz and the Schuches, or from the Koitzim, the thorns that were the fence. Or the case where the fence fell into Shirabim, the halacha is Yechayiv Beniskoy, the owner is Chayiv in the Nezek. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav. They're going back on the first case of the Mishnah. First case of the Mishnah was you spilled water in Shirabim, and someone hurt themselves in that water, Yechayiv in the Nezek. Amar Rav Lishon will nitfu Kelov Amayim. The case over here is you were not mafka the Mayim, you wanted to keep the water, you needed that water, you wanted to collect the water again. And what happened? Someone got their clothing dirty from this water and got ruined from this water. So then you are chayiv in the hezek. So but if a person tripped and hit the ground hard, the halach is your potter. The reason is because that's not his fault. That's not the person's, it's maybe his fault, it's a grama, but he didn't get hurt from the water. He got hurt from the ground, and the ground is not me. Because this is Rav Lishita, so it holds that there's no, like by a bar, the chiyav is the hevel of the bar. The ear in the bar causes the damage, not the ground. The ground belongs to someone, to the world, belongs to the olam, and it's karka olam hazikasa, there's no chiyav on the hezek that happens from the impact when you hit the ground. So the only chiyav is for the water, and it's atzmam and amazik because you own the water. Omle Rehun l'Rav, lo yehei ela karifshoi. The kasha is that here, we're assuming that you put the water into Shirabim in order to make it into cement, and you're going to collect this cement to use it for yourself. So really, you own the karka as well. When he falls onto the karka, that's your karka. You're planning on using that for cement. Lo yael karifshoy. So my answer is no. Mi savris lo tamu maya. You think the case is talking about that the water didn't get absorbed? The tamu maya, the water got absorbed, and therefore the karka is still hard. But lemaisa. You are chayiv for the kelim getting dirty in the water. Really, Tosis asked the kasha in Divrei Maskil Tamu Maya. Tosis asked him Tamu Maya, if Tamu Maya stoma mafkulu, you probably mafker. If I have a bar, I'll potter by a kelim. The Yeshloima and for Tosis like Tamu called kach shliya dain ruin. The water wasn't absorbed so much. Still could use it, but it was not enough to make it into cement. Therefore, the karka is not yours, and the karka, the impact of the karka that causes damage, that's not your problem. Your problem is the water, and therefore, only if the kelim got ruined are you responsible to pay for that. Your liability is on the person's kelim, not on his guf that got hurt by the impact on the karka. So really, it's the same thing like the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah also said that one of the chalikas was shas tefila, and when I have tefila, but either way, Rav said the Mishnah before that says Maya, but the time of Maya, Rashi says that the case of Maya, the Rav says that the case of damage of Mayim, Rav before said the case of damage of Mayim was the Kalim, and it belonged to you, the Mayim. So, L'chayra, it's the same halacha like last Mishnah that the Mayim damaged the Kalim, and it's also Mamana Mazik. So, why do you need two Mishnayas for that? V'tarati Lamali. So tomorrow, the first Mishnah where it's illegal to put the water in the Shusharabim. So there you understand that Yechayiv. Here the Chiddush is, even though it's mutter to put it into the Shusharabim because it's the rainy season, still, even though it's Brashos, you still Chayiv for the Hezekin. The time looked at the Brisa. Kol Elush Amru Poiskim Yvesayim, all those times when the Chachamim say it's mutter to put things into the Shusharabim. For example, to open your gutters, Vegarfim Arasayim, or to clean out your garbage, and it means your waste, your liquid waste in your house to clear out the shirabim. When is there a rishos? It's rishos in the winter, not in the summer. And still, even though it's rishos, if it damages, you have to pay. So that's what Rav's telling us in this Mishnah that we're talking about his water damage, it's his own water, and the Chiddush is, even though it's rishos, still you are chayiv for, and you're liable for the damages that your water caused. The Mishnah says for the Mastinas Akoitz, Vesaschuches, and Shirabim, they don't understand why you're chayiv, because you don't put a piece of glass, shards of glass in Shirabim, that's why you're chayiv. The next case was, someone makes a fence, he fences in his own property with thorns, the halacha is that you are chayiv for the damages. So Amar Rabbi Yechonon, leishanu el mafriach. This is only true if the thorns are jutting out into Rosh Hashirabim. If it's not jutting out of Shirabim, then you are not responsible for anyone who gets damaged by the thorns of your fence. My time apart. What's the reason apart? The reason is because it's not the derech for people to scratch themselves on the walls, and therefore I don't have to worry about that. It's not my problem if someone scratches himself on the wall. That's, he's doing something different, and therefore I'm not responsible for that. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah. That's right. There's another way to say the pshat in this Mishnah, and the reason is that another pshat to say in the Mishnah, you can say another pshat in the Mishnah is a bar b'susa is not chayif. So Tosis talks about the chavtesa in the bottom, and Tosis says that we're going according to the man d'yama. He's explaining according to the man d'yama holds that bar b'susa could be chayif. We are explaining that the reason why you're not chayif is because ain't darkus v'adam l'schachiv b'ksalim. If someone hides, he puts away, he needs his thorns, so he puts it, he has to get rid of it, whatever the story is, and he takes the thorns and the glass, and he hides it in the wall of his friend. And he figures that wall is never coming down, and it's a great place to put it there, and that will be there forever, and won't damage anyone. What happened? Balakosa came and knocked down his wall. And the glass or the thorns damaged someone. Allah is chayiv amatznia. The person who put it there is chayiv. On Rabbi Yechonon, that's only true. It's only true by a shaky kaisel. So when you put it into the kaisel, you should have figured that it's probably coming down and it's going to damage someone. But if it's a strong kaisel, then the matzniya is potter, because he's not supposed to expect this wall to come down, so he thought he's putting it there forever. And the bal kaisel is chayev, because bal kaisel should have thought that maybe people are putting things there, because it's a healthy kaisel. So therefore, he before he knocks down, he should just check it to see if anyone hit any kaitzim or glass in the wall. He should have checked it, and therefore the bal kaisel is chayev. Amar Ravina, Zoyse Meres, it sounds like this halacha, will come out like this. Zoyse Meres, Machasa Bari Vidal Yusha Chaveri. If someone covers the bar with his friend's Dali, with his friend's pail, Ba Baal Dali, not Dali, and the Baal Dali came and took away his Dali, Chayiv Baal Bar, the Baal Bar is Chayiv. The Baal Bar is Chayiv. Just like we say over here. What's the bar over here? The bar over here is the kites or the glass. We said about a kites, by a shaky kaisel, we say that the Matsniya is Chayiv. When he put in the kaisel, was safe. That's the same thing like covering your bar with a dli of your friend. The friend is in charge of his own dli, his own pail. Here also, the friend is charged with a wall. So when you put it there, it's not a good place. So here, the bal habar is equivalent to the matznia, the one who owns the shards of glass. So we're saying, it's just like the shards of glass, if it's a kaisel ruah, you're responsible. Here also, if you make a bar and you cover it with your friend's dli, you got to expect the guy to come and take his dli away. So it's pshita. It's poshut. It's mamish haynuach. What's the chiddush? What's Ravina's chiddush? Ma'u the tem, you would think no. Hashem would lay over yad the leduyek. Av ha'chad yad lehav leduyek. He says that maybe you would say that the balabar is not chay by the case of the dli. Why? Because there the baladli knows the balabar. He knows who it is, and he should have let the balabar know that. By the way, I'm taking away your cover. I'm taking away your cover. Kamash v'lo Ravina, you don't have to tell him. You're not responsible. You're not worried. The guy who makes the bar should know that if I take a dli and cover the dli, someone might take it away, and therefore the owner might take it away, and therefore I have to expect it. And therefore, kamash v'lo the ichai. Let's read it inside one more time. Ma'atim hasom hud le'aviyad le'aduya. There, by the shards of glass, he has no idea whose wall this is, that he's going to let him know. The opposite. The guy who has the wall has no idea whose glass that is, so he's not. He's no reason to let him know. Avahacha, the Yadalai, here the Baladli knows whose bar it is. How do they do it? He should have let the Balabar know he's taking away his Dli. Kamash Wallah, no, you don't have to. Kamash Wallah, that you don't have to. And the Balakais and the Balas Huchiyais is Chayiv. The owner of the glass is Chayiv. Tanabon. Chasidim Harishonim, Hoyim Matsniim Kaitse Sehem, Vizuchai Sehem, Vizuchai Sehem. They used to hide, get rid of their glass and their Kaitsim. This Tumah Keter, before also, Tumah Keter, you want to get rid of the stuff. You want to hide it somewhere because you don't need it anymore, and you have to dispose of it safely. So before, you say put it into walls, which is not the safest place because the wall might come down. What did the Chassidim Rishonim do with it? What they did with it, they disposed of it safely. How? By hiding it and digging it into the ground. When Mikalam Gimel Tvachim, they dig it 3 Tvachim underground, Kadesh Lo Ya'akev HaMacharesha, in order that the Macharesha shall be able to reach it. Because the Macharesha reaches it, then it'll dig it up. Like Taisus speaks out, look at Taisus, Shalit Ta'akev HaMacharesha, look at Taisus, V'yashan Farish Kishalit Talim HaMacharesha. If it's within 3 Tvachim, the plow will bring it up to the surface and then it'll damage someone. So here, you should make sure, they used to, Chassidim used to put it, dig it in the ground 3 tefachim, which is a foot into the ground, they dug it, they buried it in the ground, a foot into the ground. Rav Sheish says, what did he do? Shot the manure, he used to burn it in fire. Rav Ashardi Leiber Diglish, he threw it into the Chidekel, which is the big river, I think it's the Tigris, the Chidekel is the Tigris, they used to throw it into the Tigris, the Tigris or the Tigris River, it's a huge river in Bavel, in Iraq. Amrav, they used to throw it into there, get rid of it. Amrav Yehuda, Hayman the Bayim have a chassido. Someone wants to be a real chassid, lekayim mili the nezikin. He should lekayim the mili of the nezikin. What's a nezikin? Nezikin is these parakim, these mesechtes. Like I'll read you the lashon of the Ramukah Yosef. Ramukah Yosef explains like this: mili the nezikin means tlosa bavi the shayach bu nezikin. The 3 bavas that are shayach nezikin: the gezel, umeshvaveda, va'oinah, v'ribitz. Why? And he has to know the halachas of gezel and azikin and ribis in order to do a frim mishur din, then he can be called a chassid. And the Gemara says further, they need a lemofa to be a chassid. Rav Amar milu de'avos. You have to also keep milu de'avos, which is the mesechlis avos, all the midos and the derech eretz that are in mesechlis avos. Amri lo, some say milu de'brachas. You have to also have brachas, make brachas properly, the brachas before you eat, the brachas after you eat, davening, all in yoneh brachas also helps the person become a chassid. So if someone wants to become a chassid, he has to keep nezikin, avos, and brachas to chap all the shittas in order to be called a real chassid. And the Marshal explains that these 3 things correspond to 3 different parts of a person's avodas Hashem. You have ben odom lechaveroi, ben odom lemakim, and ben odom leatzmai. That's what he says. The 3 things. So he says, man v'av lechasida kai mil azikin. That's ben odom lechaveroi. Milid avos. That's the milid avos. That's benoi leben atzmai, and milid lebrachos. That's benoi leben shemayim. So those are the 3 things. Toiv, like he says, toiv leshemayim, toiv lebrios, and toiv leatzmai. Those are the 3 things that are brought down here to be a chassid. Zok the mishtavaita. If a person wants to turn his teven and his kash, his bran and his straw into fertilizer, so what you do is you put it into shishrabim, it rots, and people step on it, and between the rotting and the stepping on it, turns it into fertilizer. So he brings it out to shishrabim in order to turn it to zvalim, but who's akbahem? And someone can hurt themselves in it. Who's it going to achar? Chayiv and nizka. Chayiv and the nezak. And another law is, not only Chayiv and Ezek, but anyone wants to take this fertilizer for themselves, they could. Could you put it in Shizrabim? Have permission. So law is, whoever wants to go be Zeich in it. So Mila Emer, call him a kalkulim Shizrabim, Vizikoi. Anything that ruins Shizrabim and it's Mazik people, Chayiv and Musam, you have to pay. Whoever wants to be Zeich, can be Zeich. And what's the machlaikis? So we'll see on the Gemara Mabez that it could be the machlaikis is, if you could take the guf or only the shvach, and we'll talk about it when we see the Gemara on the base. Zog the Mishtavayta, hoifich es ha-golo b'shut ha-rabim, huzik ben akar, chayiv ben iskoy. Someone takes the fertilizer and moves it to a different place. The halacha is, the second person is chayiv ben iskoy. And like we saw in the Gemara before, it could be if you want my name is Dafka, if you pick it up and you're zeichin it, but in any case, the pasuk shot is, if you move over Yenna's, that person's fertilizer, you made the bar now, and you're chayiv in the nezek. Zokta Gemara, we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah that Yechayiv, if you bring out your Tevin and Kashrut Rabbim, Yechayiv for the Hazekim. Leimo says, like Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya Lutta Rabbis, Udo Yemem, Vashas Eitzah Zvalim, when it's mutter to bring out the Zvalim into Shrabim, let's say in the winter, Odom Moitzi Zvalim Shrabim, he can bring out his fertilizer Shrabim, Vitzoivre Kolsoish Miyam, he lets it pile up for 30 days, Kadeshu Yenisha Vrag, Odom Rag Behema, in order that people should step on it and chew it up and break it up, in order to make it into good fertilizer. Shamanaskein hinchel Yeshua Sa'aretz. This is one of the tenoyim Yeshua made when he gave out Eretz Yisrael to the Yidden. He said that you have to let in the Shirabim certain times You have to let people put the zevel there, and this way people will be able to turn it to fertilizer. So what do you see? You see it's mutter to put out. So how can you say, call kaidem emzacha? Or hizik bem chayiv. How can you say hizik bem chayiv? See, it's mutter to bring it out. Samara says, a filtim, Rabbi Yehuda, moide Rabbi Yehuda, shem hizik mashalim. Who said it's mutter to put out? But if it damages, you have to pay. Shem hizik mashalim, how much is it? Break the Gemara about Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Ner Chanukah Pata. We had before, the Yehuda says, if you put your candle outside, on Hanukkah, when it was Rishus, and someone's pishton blew up in flames, you're potter, Rishu Rishus. So you see, if you have Rishus, you're potter. My lab is Rishus Bezdin. That's what. And for the Gemara, no. Rishus Bezdin is not enough of a heter. Loim is Rishus Mitzvah. Because Rishus is a mitzvah. That if it's a mitzvah, then you can be potter. But a regular Rishus is Yechayev for damages. Break the Gemara, and the Gemara continues, the Tanya Rudaimer, but then Hanukkah potter, Rishus Mitzvah. That you see that the reason is just mitzvah and more than just stam rishos. So still we have no kasha yet, but now we have a kasha. Toshma, I learned that a brisa called elu shomer mutarim lekalkum v'shirabim. All the things that are mutter to bring out the shirabim to mekalkum v'shirabim in mezikoi if they damage chayav l'shalom. Rav Yehuda paiter, Rav Yehuda pater. So it must be our mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda. Om Rav Nachman, no, our mishnah could be Rav Yehuda. Mastisim shloi b'shas etzah zvalim Rav Yehudi. Our mishnah is talking about it wasn't mutter to put out the zvalim now. It wasn't that time of the year. It wasn't mutter, it wasn't the winter. And that's why you chayiv, even for Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rav Ashi Yom HaDivantarits. Tavnoi v'kashoi t'nam m'shem l'sharki. There's a difference. You're allowed to take your zevel that's already rotted and already turned into fertilizer. I could put it into shirab in order that people should step on it and make it finer, smash it up more. But when it's tevin and kashdol, people slip on it. It's very slippery. You can't put it out in shirab at that time, and therefore it's usher, even it's not allowed. And that's why you'll be chayiv even for Rabbi Yehuda for the hezekim. Why? Because only mutter for Yehuda bezevel, only moitzi adam zivloi, only your zevel, but not your tevin and the kash. That means in the earlier stage, you cannot put it outside. And therefore, even if you have Yehuda b'chayiv, even v'shas etzah zvalim, because right now it's not zvalim, right now it's still straw, and straw is very slippery.